What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. You guys stay tuned for more God Talk. I have a special guest on the show tonight, Mr. Cameron Lloyd from Alexandria, Louisiana. He's going to be on the show. Tonight we're going to talk about, you know, being a black man, young man in America and his thoughts and his, you know, what he feels about being a black man this day and time. So you guys stay tuned for more Virtuous Diva and Company. Peace out. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. Now, it is a half gloomy day here in New York City. I'm actually in Harlem, as always. I have a very special guest on the show tonight. This is our segment, Guy Talk. And the reason why we're coming into Guy Talk this year is because we've already seen the racism. We've already seen enough of, you know, brutality with the police and everything that's going on, especially with COVID. And this day and time. So I have a very special guest on the show tonight. His name is Cameron Lloyd. He is a young black brother from Boyce, Louisiana. As a matter of fact, he is my son. But I asked him to come on the show tonight just to get his perspective and what he thinks about, you know, being a young black man in America. What's up, Cam and Cam?
Hey.
How you doing? I'm wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for taking your time to be on the show. I really appreciate it. I definitely want to get into this conversation. I don't want to take too much of your time because I know you're a busy young man. So I want to make sure that we kind of dive into this. So here we go. Hold on just 1 second because I lost my questions. But anyways, so I'm going to ask you this question. As a young black man, how do you see the world? How do you see the world from your perspective?
It's really like it's not going as well as it should be as it did, like the past 2 years, but as of now everything is like not preparing yourself for the future.
Right.
Everybody's getting sick, people want to go see their families for the holidays. It's not stable enough for everybody to do anything or to go see anybody. So.
All right. As a black man, how do you see the world as being a young man? You know, based on not just the COVID situation, but as a black man in general, how do you see yourself?
As me, personally, me being a young black man and serving in the military, I've matured a lot, and I really have high hopes for myself, and I continue to go forward as another black young man, myself, and everybody else should, you know, and just having patience and having high quality for myself and everybody else.
Okay, that's what's up. What's up? What would you do to change? What things would you change if you could change anything? What would you change?
What would I change? I would change. I would change the people who treat people not as right, like people who, like for instance, people who are homeless. I would treat them with the amount of respect how people would treat a regular person, like. I will be able to. Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
You can hear me now?
I can now.
Okay, I bet. For instance, like, for homeless people, I will treat them with the same amount of respect how I would treat other people in the world. Because you see people out on the streets who are trying to provide for themselves, and people are just like passing them up off the streets, off the corner, or by the store or anything. And those people need help too. It's just not about you. It's not just about anybody else. But the people who didn't do so good in their past, and people who are not able to take care of themselves, they still need to feel loved too. So that's what I would change.
Okay. Okay. Do you think being a black man, being black, has its advantages? Like, do you think that, you know, even though we've dealt with racism and, you know, how other cultures see us as black people, do you think black has its advantages?
Yes. Us black people, yes, we do. We do have advantages. It's like 50, it's, I don't want to say it's 100%, but you know, it's like down the middle, it's 50-50. So.
Okay. How important is it to be your best you can be? I know you served in the Army and they taught you a lot, endurance and persistence. You know, how important is it for you to be your best?
It's extremely important, but you have to give the man upstairs time to process for you to be the best. You can't just be the best on your own. You have to work on being the best. You can't just like wake up and say, oh, I'm the best, I'm gonna go do this and go do that. It's the man upstairs telling you what you have to do, when you have to do it, and what you have to get done.
Well, that's what's up. One last question, and we'll turn into our other segment. Does Black Lives Matter to Black people? If so, in what ways? Because we know, as being a Black in our own, families, we fall short in a lot of areas. And I know that people out here wearing Black Lives Matter shirts, they got a mask, but we don't treat each other with the same respect. Do you think Black Lives Matter to Black people?
Currently, yes, but for me, all lives matter. You can be pink, purple, gray, green, polka dotted, whatever color you want to be. All lives really matter to me. In my eye.
Okay.
I don't see color. I see heart in everybody else.
That's good. Well, you guys have heard it from Mr. Lloyd. This is our Guy Talk segment. So you guys stay tuned for more Virtuous Diva and Company. Thank you, Mr. Lloyd, for your punctuality and your answers to your question. I really appreciate that because, as young people today, everyone has a voice. And we want to make sure that we capture that voice going forward. So we really appreciate your time. And thank you guys so much. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. Peace out.